And good morning. Good morning. Are you there on the line, caller? Hey, try that again.
Hello. Yes, I am here.
Hey. Hey, it's good to hear you this morning, Nyx. Nyx is starring or something, performing in Fire with Fire. The end of a Total War Puppets tour that's premiering in New Orleans at the Mudlark this Saturday at 7 p.m. Tell us a little something, Nyx, about Fire with Fire.
It's entirely made of trash. it's a puppet show. It's an anti-war puppet show that's pretty wrong. It's a show that I spent all of November making in Vermont, and then I've been on tour for a month and a half with it through the Eastern, more than the East Coast, the entire Eastern U.S., basically.
So a puppet show that's, are you a green puppet show?
A what?
A green. You said you make it all out of trash.
Ah, yes, but we're not green. We drive. I've actually killed one car in the process of this tour, so I would say that we're trying to destroy the environment as quickly as possible.
and no Kermit. There won't be any frogs at the puppet show. Do you have?
Well, actually, since you bring it up, there are hints of Kermit in the show, but Kermit himself. Kermit is the universal puppet, though. Everybody identifies with him.
I didn't know that Kermit the Frog was an anti-capitalist, but there you go. That's the things you find out.
He was what?
That he was an anti-capitalist, but...
Oh, yeah. No, totally. I think Kermit is a kind of, like exasperated community organizer.
He's been working for so long with different people's hands up his butt.
Cool.
Right. So how's tour been going?
It's crazy. I've been spending, me and my puppet partner have basically spent every day together for the past 2.5 months, mm-hmm. either making or touring or performing the show. And, it's been pretty great, though. We've had, lots of really cool conversations with people along the way about, especially about, technology and its role in our lives. Mm-hmm. And sort of more ethereal concepts like transhumanism, mm-hmm, and techno-utopianism.
And, I mean, you know... I met you so long ago while we were preparing to go down to New Orleans. Does New Orleans figure into the show at all in different ways?
It does. I guess I've been living there for the last 3 years, and a lot of what I've seen and gathered about it is very influential, especially sort of the role of very rapidly instituted free market reforms. Mm-hmm. In the wake of Katrina and the effect that's had, both on mostly not on my life, but also on my life. Mm-hmm. And just seeing how brutal that is and creeping also at the same time.
And creeping, you said?
Yeah. Or just how anything from the schools being privatized or public housing being shut down or privatized to a slower but still faster than other cities process of gentrification, mm-hmm. which I think has very profound effects on everyone, making it harder to survive.
And New Orleans as an example of disaster capitalism. And I think you said something in your interview with Andy Gravity about even DIY culture being kind of an open pit mine.
Yeah, New Orleans is very, everyone says this. New Orleans is so special. New Orleans is special. But I guess what I've seen in New Orleans is that there's this very, in bigger cities, this DIY and more marginal artists are marginal. And I think artists would be marginal in other places. Like, there's actually a huge space for us to be, to sell ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I say our very broadly, because that actually hasn't been, I haven't really been an active artist while living in New Orleans.
In other places, you're saying DIY culture is a thing of itself rather than some kind of stepping stone or incubator or whatever term. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I would say that it is sort of an incubator there, more than other places. In New Orleans. That it's more of like, okay, like the making it big, there's not so much of a critique of that. And I think that really, like, depoliticizes work, or maybe just, I come from a DIY culture that's, like I grew up in a DIY subculture that was very politicized, so seeing, like, those aesthetics become, like, something that could be incorporated into performances that are sponsored by Microsoft or a fracking corporation is, like, very disturbing to see how the aesthetics that I've been part of and helped make are, like, just turning into another thing to be sold and advertised, you know,
right.
The evil powers that be.
Right. We had a mind-twisting thing where the music box or whatever performance in City Park
was
sponsored by the Hellas Foundation, which is also leading the charge for fracking on the North Shore. It's arts organizations, especially in Louisiana, are funded by oil and gas, and no one seems to talk about it too much, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of talk at the time. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe, but yeah, I felt like even because we're very tight-knit there in some ways, like, it's hard to say to your friends, like, I really don't like what you're doing. I think it sucks.
Right.
And have that be a productive conversation.
It gets too personal.
What?
It's too personal. There's no space to open that up. It's just assumed that you have to be supportive because you're part of a, 'cause you're in community with people.
Yeah. Which I think the way to really be supportive versus just, like, butt-kissing is, like, to be critical. To be critical, you have to actually, like, take a raw look at, like, what's going on, and that can be very, it can be too much. It can be too scary. And I think a concept, like, we've come to, like, talking about stuff like that while doing this tour, which has been basically self-financed, through, like, me and Ben's work elsewhere, but also very low budget. Like, I come to the idea of, like, even if you are taking money from, like, grants or from corporations or whatever, if you do that, you should bite the hand that feeds you. Like, if you take money from the fracking corporation, you should turn around and make art that is, like, pointedly critical and not be afraid. Then, like, my puppet partner has this, like, he compared it to, like, a Marilyn Monroe's kind of attitude of, like American artists a lot have this attitude of, like, oh, I'm so grateful that anybody's even coming to my show, and I'm so indebted to people for funding or viewing my work, and that, like, screw that attitude. Like, that is depoliticizing.
Right, right.
No butt-kissing.
If you feel desperate because you feel the only way your production is going to make it is if you take money from some evil folks. I mean, people need to know about that desperation. I don't know. Just people need to know that that's the politics of how things happen. If they're going to the show, what kind of things should we do in New Orleans to prepare ourselves for Total War Puppets?
Well, let's see. There's no technical splashdown. Just prepare yourselves. So, you know, you don't need a poncho.
Should we download the app?
No. You've been reading our scripts, apparently.
Oh,
I think
shit.
I gave too much away in Damien's interview. Yeah, you need the Tuttle War Puppets app, and you need to send an RSVP to our media person, and then maybe you can get in, but we're going to hold you at a line outside of the venue just to make it seem like a popular event, you know? No, it's a... I mean, you should know when it is, but everyone seems to think it's tonight, but it's not. It's Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And
that's a good run. Four shows.
Yeah, well, because, you know, people work in the service industry. And we are tired, but we will. I'm really excited to, like, bring. I haven't, like, done anything this ambitious, like, ever in my life, much less in New Orleans, so I'm excited for my friends to see it, and people I don't know, and we also are traveling with, like, a pretty big zine distro, so...
A lot of information that way. Well, why puppets? For people that, you know, may have never gone to a puppet show or haven't in a while, like, what have you been, like, studying up in Vermont, and what have you learned about performance?
Well, I guess, well, I was a puppet this summer, and I learned, what I learned there was sort of, like, you don't learn so much about making puppets, you learn about making large performances with a lot of other people, and how to fit into that, and move together, and it's more hard to define things you learn, but just the way that very simple images and silences and, like, uses of intentional use of, like very, like, low-tech elements can be really powerful. And I think our puppets are, the Bread and Puppet, everything's pretty large scale. Ours is a smaller scale. And it's, you know, my performance background is more with puppets, and Ben's is an actor, and we sort of, like, have this common ground, have, like, come to this middle ground of that, like, puppets, you can put them in all sorts of situations, like, very quickly, and you don't tire yourself out on doing all these different things as an actor, because the puppets are doing, like, you're channeling through the puppets, and you don't tire your audience out, because, you know, it's something new, and every time, every scene. Yeah, puppets have lives of their own, and they have minds of their own, so you're working with them too, which is exciting.
Well, it'd be exciting to see all of the new characters, all of the new friends at the Mudlark Theater this Saturday at 9 p.m.?
7. Well, doors at 7.
Sorry, doors at 7 at the Mudlark Theater downtown. The show is Fire with Fire from the Tuttle War Puppets. Nix, thanks for joining us this morning. Do you have anything else you want to leave us with?
I am just so honored to be interviewed by Scott Eustace. Thank you so much. You're my hero.
We're editing that
out. And I'm psyched to see you.
Yeah, it'd be great
to
see you too.
Yes, news and views. Go news and views.
All right. Cool.
I'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Thank you.